It's hard, you know, living in these hyper-polarized times. I feel like Shiites are taking on the Republicans, and the Sunnis are tackling the Democrats. It all feels like jihad to me, tribal warfare gone viral. Better to fight to the last TV commercial and leave the country nothing but ash. We denigrate the Taliban, but hellfire, we're becoming just like them. Our way, or a highway riddled with IEDs. I believe in arguing my beliefs, I'm just not sure I want to fight for them. Last I heard, we were a democracy. I even heard we were a paragon of that form of government. Down on the South End, we're split about 50-50. Half are card-carrying GOP, and the other half are cannabis-smoking commie leftists. Okay, that's an exaggeration. That other half isn't all artists. But here's the point. We live down here on this skinny-ass end of the island, and life is way easier when we get along rather than taking up arms against the folks we disagree with. Hellfire, I disagree with most everybody, even my friends, doesn't mean I want to wage war. I got a pen, not a gun, and like they say, at least those of us not in the NRA, it's mightier than the sword. An AK-47? Maybe not. I say potato, you say tomato. Let's make a salad and call a truce. I fought a few battles with the folks across the street, but we just put in a davit together down at the bulkhead and we use it to launch our boats for crabbing and fishing. I admit I had to compromise a lot to pay to use their trail, the one I had originally been granted beach rights for when the developer cleared the woods for 23 lots back in 1980, but the value of peace in the neighborhood is far more than my yearly dues. They're good folks, really, and, well, I'm probably so-so. Still, I like getting along. I don't have to agree with them. I don't have to join their political party. All I have to do is go to the neighborhood picnic they're kind enough to invite us to, or they can come to our parties. Whatever we pay in dues is way cheaper than ammunition would cost these days. Plus, it feels like a neighborhood, not a war zone. Something to be said for that.